Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address a topic that everyone deals with in their career, asking for a raise.
Yeah.
First, we have a question from a person who took on significantly more work and wonders when is the best time to ask for that raise. Then we're going to discuss how to have the ongoing conversation of asking for a raise or a promotion from your employer.
Ah, so everyone's lucky because Kathy's the perfect person to talk about this.
Hope so.
And I also think we have a K-talk on this topic, don't we? It's called Show Me the Money, how to ask for a raise.
Oh, yeah, that's good. All right, so Logan, let's go to our question.
The workload for my team suddenly increased a lot. It doesn't look like it's going to be a one-time thing. My job is getting very tough. Even though I'm not underpaid, I would like to be paid more. When is the best time to ask for a raise and renegotiate my salary? Is there a right time of day? Is there a right time of year? Does 6 months with the company sound too early to ask for a raise?
Yeah, yes to all of those. 6 months is usually too early unless that was negotiated early on. Sometimes somebody will say, look, we'll give you a review in 3 months or 6 months, and then we'll talk about more money.
Right.
But in general, to ask for money every 6 months, unless your job has changed, and this may be this may qualify as a job change in that the scope of the work has changed.
Okay. The workload has increased significantly, so it's a different job.
Maybe. Maybe. That's something you have to figure out with your boss. But so the I'll tell you the worst time to ask for a raise is first thing Monday morning before your boss has really gotten
before his coffee.
Right. Right.
Okay. Let's remember that the worst time is the first thing Monday morning. I think that's good.
Yeah. And you know, you have to know the rhythm of your boss. I mean, people know that they read moods, they read, you know, energy, and they know when a boss is approachable or not. But I usually think that these kinds of conversations, they're not just about the money. They're usually a conversation about where you're going in the company. Or, you know, you may just ask for a meeting because there are things you want to talk about. And asking for money would be the end of what you're going to say. And what you're going to say is you're going to prove your value.
So you're basically building a case.
Yes.
That leads to a request.
Right. Right. Because, you know, if everyone just walked in and said, you know, I need more money, I mean, you know.
Where would we be?
We would be making less. There's no tact in that.
All right. So for this person, they shouldn't ask on Monday morning.
Right.
Is there a day, a good day?
You know, again, you have to really follow your boss's biorhythm and what works for them. I mean, if there's somebody who tends to work late, maybe scheduling a late-ish appointment with them would be good.
Right.
When the office has calmed down, many people have cleared out.
Yeah.
If this is somebody who's only in for a couple of hours a day, you know, you have to figure out. So towards the end of the day is usually better for people if they're not rushing to get out. So it's always important to schedule time with somebody, with your boss.
Make an actual appointment.
Yeah, I think scheduling it is usually the best way. And then you'll have their undivided attention. They may say, what's this about? Do I have an agenda? And you may have to say, you know, ahead of time that it's, I just want to talk about my workload and compensation. You may have to say that.
I wonder, would you also say, I just want to discuss my future here or my, no.
Well, I'm afraid that if you do, then they can say, well, that can wait for your review.
Well, this is my next question because the question asker says, is there a right time of year? So would you say it's best to do it at the time of your review?
You know, certain organizations only give raises at that time. Then that is when you should do it. But if your company is smaller and they just give merit raises when they're deserved, then, you know, many companies don't review.
Yeah.
So you have to figure that out. But it's never too soon, even if you're 6 months away from when you qualify, it's never too soon to start asking for it so that they can think about it. Yeah. And, you know, so that it's, if you ask at the last minute, you may have missed the budget. You know,
this is another thing that you've really taught me, Kathy, which is to think of asking for a raise as an ongoing conversation.
Yes.
So you were essentially saying when to plan the first installment mm-hmm. of that conversation, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Where you go and you talk about what you're doing and you may ask for an actual raise, but then there may be many more conversations to come.
Yeah. And you know, every time you talk to your boss about your position in the company, so it could be about, you know, your job is changing and it's evolving, or maybe there's a shift in management and you're potentially up for a promotion, or you're talking about how can I advance my career here. Mm-hmm. Those are all really good times to tell your boss that you want upward mobility, that you want to make more money, that you want to do better at the company, and that you're willing to work for it. So that is an ongoing conversation. I have a client right now who, I mean, he has to say it almost every time he meets with his boss, and he's looking for a raise and a promotion, and he was overlooked for a promotion. Mm. So now he has a new boss, and I started him out the first meeting right off the bat saying, you know, I'm really looking to move higher up in this company, and I want you to be aware of that, and I'm looking to earn more money, and I'm open to anything that's available, you know, and I'll work for it. So that, and his boss said, oh, thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't have to be as hard about it the next time, but he can say, so I still want to make sure that, you know, you remember that I am looking to move forward, and have you seen anything I should, you know, check out? So that he'll, you know, that's an ongoing part of their relationship. Right. And, you know, it's the people that ask for it, they get it.
Well, I also love that idea of making it clear that you're interested in that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You're interested in more responsibility, a higher position, and higher salary. And I also, I'm thinking about this person, I think one thing to steer clear of is you can sometimes ask for a raise in terms of I'm doing so much more work than you hired me for, which sounds almost complainy, you know,
whiny. I don't like it.
Yeah. So it would have to be couched more in I'm doing this much more work and producing this much more for the company and would like to be compensated accordingly.
Yeah. And say, look, I love my job. I love what I'm doing. I'm really engaged. But the scope of what I'm doing has really increased.
Yeah.
So I know that that's probably not a promotion, but is there a possibility of a raise with that? I think it's all in the way you say it, but you do have to talk about the facts. You know, I'm doing more.
Would you recommend someone to bring visuals or proof showing,
anything,
you know, this is how it started and this is where it is, or anything that could really help their case?
Yeah, I mean, I think you don't want to overload them with a whole PowerPoint presentation.
Right. Turn off the lights and, you know,
annual report.
Music.
Right. And a bottle of wine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have, you know, but yes, any kind of anything that would prove your point.
Documentation.
Any kind of documentation, increase in hours, results that your work has generated, which may be more business for the business. Yeah, that's all really, really good.
I think the other thing you want to look at is the culture. We always bring this into the picture of, you know, where you're working. How do other people get raises? For what reasons do they get raises? Is the company generally open to giving raises, or are they generally closed to doing that? That tells you a lot too.
It does. And, you know, if you, at a certain point, if it's, you realize you're not going to get any more, you have to make a decision.
Right.
About what you're going to do. So early in my career, I worked for Wrangler Jeans, which I loved working there. It was a great company. And I wanted, and I was promoted many times, and I wanted to move into sales. And that, it was, anyway, so I knew I had to get, I didn't have a key to the office because I was, only certain people could open the door in the morning.
Yeah.
And one was my boss. So I got there really early and sat outside and waited for him to get there. And when he got there, he said, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I really wanted to talk to you. And I wanted to talk to you at the beginning of your day. And I didn't really want anyone else around. And I told him that there was an open position in sales. I said, I wanted the position. And he said, that's really good to know. We go by seniority here, and you are not you're not next in line, but I'm really glad I know that. And I was a little crestfallen because this girl maybe had seniority, but I didn't get it. Anyway, they offered her the job, which they thought was going to be a done deal. And it turns out that she was moving. She was moving out of the state. She was getting married and moving. And was not the next in line, really. I mean, there wasn't really anyone else next in line, but I got it.
Because
I got there and asked for it.
Right.
So don't think, like many people think their work should just show how great they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to ask for things, to go and say, this is really what I want, because they're not thinking that way.
Right.
Your boss is not a mind reader.
Yes.
They're also not thinking about,
they're also busy doing, a thousand other things. Right.
Right. They're thinking about their own raise, by the way.
Right.
And too. Bonus, if they get one.
Yeah. But I've noticed the most successful people are not necessarily the smartest or the best. They're the most aggressive.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who advocated for themselves.
Right.
Well, and who make it clear what they want. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a great example of what you're talking about. And I was going to say, for me, because I've worked largely prior to this in not-for-profits, the scope of a raise was always very limited, but I did do one thing in this regard, which is whenever I met with my boss and we would meet, say, quarterly or every 6 months, I would come with all of my accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, I understand that the raise scope is somewhere between 5% and 9%. Mm-hmm. I'd like that 9% if it's possible. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't probably good at asking, but I asked,
Right,
and
right.
That's the best you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you know it's only going to be incremental, it's going to be small, it's still, why not? You still deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with our second half, where we're going to talk about a little bit more about that.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we're talking about asking for a raise and a promotion and making sure that you actually go and ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we answered our question. Her question was, what time and what day of the week?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back because I don't know if I said, I think the end of the week is the best time.
You said not Monday morning for sure.
Definitely not Monday morning.
Probably not Friday 5 or 6 p.m. Right?
I just think that
getting ready to leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe on a Thursday is a good time.
I love Thursday for
you. Do
I love Thursday for business decisions? But when we used to do the business groups, I always made my best calls Thursday morning.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Fridays. Maybe they may not think about it over the weekend. I agree. I think Thursday is a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on your company, and what your hours are, just towards the end of the week and towards the end of the day is the best time. Not when they've got a million other things going
on. Right. So what happens when you do that ask, or maybe you've been ongoing, you've worked at a place for a while, and it's time for a raise, you feel it's time for a raise, you prepare, you bring your documentation, and they say no.
Well, you have a choice.
It
depends. If they say no because business is bad and maybe the economy is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the truth. Like, we just came out of a time like that, and it's kind of still like that. You can still go out and start to look and see if there's anything that's paying better. But, you don't want to threaten and say, well, then I'm leaving. But it's time you look. You start looking.
Right. Well, I was also thinking that there's a second question. If they say no, you might also want to ask, well, what would it take to get
a raise? Yes, you're right. Ooh. You're right. I forgot about that.
You taught me that one, Kathy.
Yeah, you should always say, what will it take?
Yeah.
And just be prepared, you know, have some tissues. Because when you say, what will
it
take?
In your case, it'll never happen.
Right, you might hear something that's hard to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, along with that no, if it's not the economy, then it's you. So along with that no, you're going to have, you know, you have to hear why. And you should, you do want to know.
Yeah,
because if it's culturally a bad fit, then, you know, that's good to know. You got to go. But if it's something that you're doing or you could be doing better.
I was going to say, I think that, I mean, even the person who asked this question said 6 months in, is that a good time to ask? And you said, that's a little early.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that sometimes if you get a no, it gives you good information about how to eventually get a yes, right? Mm-hmm. Because maybe there are certain behaviors that they're looking for you to demonstrate that would be raise worthy.
Or skill-based. They may want to see you learn something new and pick up the slack for somebody else.
Right.
You know, it's always really good to know what it will take mm-hmm. to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that also is an ongoing conversation, one you should always know. I mean, in your review or just even in your conversations with your boss, you should know what he or she wants you to work on.
Yeah.
What your next growth step is in order to get to the next level.
So that may involve some managing up, though, because mm-hmm. Last week we were talking about expectations, and a lot of times bosses don't even know what they expect mm-hmm. of their employees. Mm-hmm. So you may have to meet with your boss and come up with expectations, come up with a clear definition of the job that they think you should be doing mm-hmm. so that that can be measured against your success, which would then lead to a potential raise.
You know, I see people that look for opportunities and then jump on them, mm-hmm. like I did when there was an open spot at Wrangler. You know, if you see somebody who's not doing a great job, you know, you can begin to take some of that work. And
if you see something, say something.
Let me, you know, pick up the slack for you there,
yeah,
buddy.
I mean, if it's not happening, eventually, who's going to do it anyway? But it's going to end up on somebody's desk.
But that's such a good point. What if you are doing the work of others?
Mm-hmm.
There must be a way that you need, if you decide I'm going to do this, but I want to do this and expect to be rewarded.
Well, if you're going to jump on an opportunity, then you got to be sure everybody knows.
Yes.
You can't just take on more work and expect people to notice.
Right.
So I would go to my boss and say, you know, I see that 8 months pregnant Marie over there, she's going to need somebody to take over or blah, blah. I'd be willing to do that.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, somebody who's maybe going through a hard time and not well. You know, there's those kinds of opportunities. Are there other kinds of opportunities where people get promoted and then there's no one else in that position? Right.
Ooh.
So you're just looking for opportunities where maybe a new kind of business came in, a new project, and instead of hiring somebody from the outside to take it on, you volunteer. I want to learn that. I want to take it on.
Right. And as you volunteer to do that, and if they give it to you, do you also make it clear you'd like to be paid more potentially? I mean, how do you?
Well, it depends. If you have the skill level, mm-hmm. then you would. It would be a promotion. You would want to get paid. But many times, this is a pay it forward.
Uh huh.
Where I'm going to do this, and you know, then maybe I can have that job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be careful with it, but.
I think you have to be careful, too, to make sure, this goes back to expectations, that you, let's say you're paying it forward, that you know that the person for whom you're paying it forward has a fairness orientation, you know, mm-hmm. that they would say, okay, you've put in all this time, I'm going to give you this responsibility, and we want to give you a raise,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a less generous boss or leader who might say, well, you volunteered.
Yeah, well, but that's okay because it's on your resume and the next person will appreciate it.
Right, mm-hmm. when you apply for your next job, you
exactly.
get a much higher salary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want anyone to not grow on their job because they're not getting immediate rewards for it.
Right.
You're building something towards the next thing you do.
Yeah.
But I have a client now who jumped on an interesting opportunity. So she she was actually in marketing and didn't really like it and saw that her boss had too much on his plate. Mm-hmm. And he was letting one aspect of his job go. And she went to him many times and said, I can do that for you. And he would say, no, I really need you here. And it took her about a year, but she was able, she wrote proposal after proposal, and she was able to train other people below her to take over her work, and he gave her that job.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I was thinking that's then what you're talking about, the things you're describing, Kathy, are what I would call raise-worthy behavior, mm-hmm. right? So we're saying not just that you ask for a raise, but that you demonstrate that you are raise-worthy mm-hmm. in your behavior, and that's taking on additional responsibility. Responsibilities, filling a void, jumping in if someone needs help, taking on an additional project if there's no one to do it at the time, those mm-hmm. kinds of things. That mm-hmm. will also be resume builders if they don't immediately lead to a raise.
Mm-hmm. You know, she also told me, I hadn't seen her in a couple of months, she told me that she watched obsessively TED Talks. Uh-huh. And read every book yeah. on the topic of what it was she wanted, the position she wanted, so that her proposals got better and better. Mm-hmm. And then her boss just had to give it to her. Mm-hmm. So she really educated herself, and that's on her own dime. You know, she mm-hmm. she taught herself. So a lot of this is in your hands. And to me, the people that don't do as well is the ones that wait to be given uh-huh. opportunities. They wait, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than just taking more control yourself. Mm-hmm.
Taking control and at the same time making sure that everyone knows that you're taking on these additional mm-hmm. responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's an interesting dance, really.
Right. Well, you don't want to be boastful about it. You just want to maybe engage in saying, you know, I need your help with this.
Yeah.
Or do you have the answer to this? Because I've taken this project on. Yeah. So that you're informing people, but not intimidating them.
That's mm-hmm. great. So that's it for this podcast. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories about asking for a raise and your advice to ask K2. Vote for us on Podcastland. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.